SBS Radio.
Danny, congratulations.
Thank you very much, brother. Thank you. Yeah, it's been an epic 5 days at sea, probably a day or two longer than we wanted, but happy to be in Hobart.
Yeah, no, it's just great to see that you've landed after 5 days of making history. Tribal warrior, the first Indigenous crew in this elite sport. What a feat.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, man. It's 75th year to do this, you know, as the first Indigenous crew. Tomorrow signifies 250 years after Cook sailed the east coast of Australia. So for us to get here on New Year's Eve and represent the tribal warrior and all our mob around the nations, it's a pretty special sort of moment for us all. A bit emotional and just really happy. The welcome that we got in Hobart here was something else, you know. So we're all pretty blown away, and we just hope that the mob around the country got a little bit of inspiration by what we've done and what we've achieved in the last 5 days.
There was a first attempt, but it never happened. Tell us a little bit more about the first attempts and the fruition of this project come to fruition. Yeah,
yeah, they tried in 2016, but they didn't get their qualification and I guess accreditation, and I guess sort of before the race. But they went down as a passenger voyage anyway, just to test it and try it.
Yeah,
and they completed it. So that was the first vessel that went down, but they went down as a passenger voyage, so they weren't officially in the race, but it's the same crew, or the original same crew, and now this year we qualified. We did a couple of races to qualify, the Sydney to Southport, Sydney to Gold Coast race, and here we are, mate, and we've finally bloody done it.
Yeah, you've done it, a crew, an all-Indigenous crew, and the crew includes also a woman.
Yes, Naomi Kane. She's first Indigenous lady to do it. She's from Barrabadee Mission out there in Coolabah. Oh, sorry, Coonabarabran, I should say, not Collie. But, she did amazing. It was her first big sort of yacht voyage, and she was just absolutely amazing, man. I can't, you know, give her enough credit for the work she did on the boat and just, her attitude and ethic. And, just amazing, mate, to see our sisters shine. And we all know they shine anyway, but to see them go in action like that. And there's also Chris Evans on the boat, another sister.
Yeah,
it's just an incredible moment, you know. It was really good that it wasn't just men, that we could share this with our journey with our sisters as well, and that's really important for our culture.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, some young sisters out there inspired by the girls, and some young fellas out there inspired by us older fellas. So,
and you yourself are one of our colleagues up there. I didn't even know personally that you were into sailing, and until I saw it in the papers and then in the news that you're part of the team. Well, why didn't you tell us you were going to participate in this history-making event?
Well, I was trying to concentrate on just being a sailor, because, you know, like, you work in media version, and it's like, oh, can you film this? Can you do this? Can you send this? So
yeah.
I sort of kept it under the radar a bit so I could focus on just being a sailor rather than being a media liaison on the boat sort of thing. But we sort of let people know. But just to be able to do this, and we were tested out at sea. Mother Nature sort of showed us who's truly boss out there on the ocean, that's for sure, you know. So
yeah,
we had a lot of troubles and injuries, sickness, boats breaking, parts, and, you know, constantly fixing things and finishes tearing. But we made it, mate. You know, a lot of boats fall out, but we kept going through, so we're never going to give up.
Yeah.
But, it took us 5 days to get here, but we made it. And the reception today was just, just so emotional. And the welcome to country that we got when we got off the boat was just, beautiful, in the Palawa mob. So we feel really special.
Yeah, true warrior spirit. You made it. You spoke about the qualification, but what is it like sailing in these rough seas on a yacht like yours and a team like yours?
Oh, it's bloody dangerous, mate. It's hard work. Like, we do 3 hours on, 3 hours off shifts, and when there's sickness and injuries and stuff like that, you got to cover for people. It's a full team effort.
Yeah.
And that's certainly the tribal team, you know. Like, we're basically the mission boat and whatnot. And, you know, we got each other's back like community does. You know, Aboriginal communities always got each other's back, and that's where we were on the boat.
Yeah.
Trying conditions. You feel like, the little beans in the bean bags?
Yeah.
Drop that into a 50-meter swimming pool with waves, and that's what you feel like. Like, you're just nothing out there, you know?
You're just being thrown around and all that.
Yeah.
And describe to us the boat, because we see these boats and they're beautiful and so on, but describe to us this history-making vessel that you took on this trip.
Yeah, it was a 47.7 Beneteau. It was a cruiser. It was just sweeping costs below. Like, it's not comfortable at all. And the boat's constantly moving, and they're constantly getting banged and bashed around.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty hard. But actually, hey, Bertrand, I've got a special guest here if you'd like to speak to her, the first Indigenous woman to ever do the race. Would you like to have a chat to her?
That would be really, really, really good. That's not. Yeah.
Naomi Kane, she's from Barbadee Mission originally, but grew up in Redfern and all that. I'll chuck you on to her now, mate.
She's put her on.
Bertrand.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, Naomi. Congratulations.
Thank you so very much. Yeah, very, very happy to be on land again, brother.
And how does it feel being part of this historical feat?
Oh, mate, overwhelming, absolutely overwhelming. You know, just so much pride and, you know, joy and the love that we received when we pulled in at the dock was just was unbelievable. You know, it was fantastic. So, yeah, it's very hard to put into words, hey?
Yeah, and this history-making thing is in your blood. Your ancestors are so...
Yeah.
It's a really powerful women in your life.
It is. It certainly is. You know what I mean? To be part of the First Nations boat, you know, the crew of the First Nations people to participate in the Sydney to Hobart, it's amazing and such an honour, you know. It's such an honour.
Yeah, and what does it mean to you, and what do you, what especially from now that you've done it, what message out there for the mob and the sisters there?
You know, that's what it is. It was the people's boat, and it was the joining of our mobs all over Australia to come as one, you know, to show them and all the young Indigenous children out there that there's no matter what they want to do or whatever they put their minds to, they don't let fear or, you know, self-doubt stop them. If they just say yes and have a go, you'd just be surprised at, you know, just how well you can do if you put your mind to anything.
Yeah, but this is a dangerous sport. It's something that we always considered. The first sailors were all men, and you just took the decision to be part of this tough and rugged men, and you just took on the challenge.
6 weeks ago, I started sailing, so a lot of people that I'd met when I go down to the CYC to jump on the yachts to get some practice in asked me what I was doing, and I said I was participating in the Sydney to Hobart. They were like, "You're crazy." And hitting the storm that we hit into last night, I'll tell you what, it was very dangerous. But having Doc on the helm and Christine Evans, the other female that was on board,
yeah,
mate, I tell you what, the way that they held themselves through that storm, I felt extremely safe and, you know, proud to be such a part of such a, you know, amazing crew.
And it's a 24-hour thing when you're out there on the seats. You don't get to sleep.
Nah, non-stop. You know, I think between all of us, we'll get them maybe by the time you got all your gear off, had something to eat, went to the bathroom, laid down, you're back up a half an hour or 40 minutes later. So, you know, during the night there was hardly any sleep at all, and it was surprising everyone held it together. Yeah. There wasn't too many arguments. There was a little bit of hustle and bustle here and there, but everyone was so respectful and loving, and it's just we certainly became a family over the last 5 days, that's for sure.
Yeah, I guess when you're out there, you have no option.
We bonded so well, and as I said, everyone just took care of everyone, and that was the thing, and I think that's what we do as Indigenous people. We take care of one another.
Yeah, you know, that's a true warrior spirit. Now, it's a very, very powerful way to end 2019 and going into 2020. All I can say is just congratulate you again and let you go and celebrate and enjoy the moment with the rest of the mob and the rest of the crew.
We've just got to the Irish pub and about to have our first beverage, and thank you so much for having us, and you know, we just want to thank everyone out there all over Australia for the support that they've given us, and Happy New Year to everyone, and I hope that 2020 is a safe and healthy Happy New Year for everyone.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.